Oh, if you're allowed to or not. It's a shayla, though. It's mechuyev in truma samaisis. That's the shayla. Is it called kavas lamaisa yet? So kan in Eretz Yisrael, that's kavas lamaisa. Kan lechutzlarts, and chutzlarts only with the rabbanan. There, dipping into salt is not kavas lamaisa. So Mar says, Veretz kavas vos svisa. In Eretz Yisrael, the fact you're dipping this your food into salt, that's called the chashivas. Therefore, it's like an achilas arad kvam. It's like a mar malachom. Therefore, it's mechuyev maisa. But the chutzlorets like kvas visa. But the chutzlorets, since there it's only midrabanan, they're dipping it into salt is not so bad. Omar Rav said back, no, mi yikimidi, is there anything? The boritz kovas visa midiraisa. That midiraisa in Eretz Yisrael, if you dip it into salt, it is called a kviyas lamaisa. But the chutzlorets like kvah, and that in the chutzlorets it's not, like lechura, midrabanan should be yosa. Like, since the Rabbanan made Meisr in Chutzlorts, the Rabbanan will Mesak in the Kiyain di Raisa. So if in Eretz Yisrael it's also, in Chutzlorts it should also be Yosa. And that's the kasha of Chutzlorts, like Kovas, Sviso, Mutlach, Etchila. You want to tell me it's Mutlach, Etchila to dip it into salt and eat it? How could that be? So therefore, Elu Amar Rav said no. Bein Boritz, Bein Chutzlorts. Both is talking about both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlorts. Chodo, Lekvoa, Sviso. Just one grape at a time, then dipping it into salt, that's not kovas lamaisa. Tarti, if you have two grapes at a time, then kovas tfisa. Then, if you're regular poil, without a ksitza from the balabos, then when you eat two, and you dip it into salt, that's kovas lamaisa. What about kotsats? Let's say you make up with the balabos, so now it's called a little bit like a mekach, like you're taking it for your wages. It's like a mekach, it's like you're buying it from him. So now, Bain sofas or bain lois sofas. It doesn't make a difference whether you put it into salt first or not. The locher is achas achas leichol. If you eat one at a time, that's only an arai. That's not kavas lemaisa yet. But shtayim shtayim leichol. But if you have two at a time, that's osur. Even without salt, two at a time, it's osur. Now loikotzatz for lois sofas. Let's say they did not make a ketzitza. The balabot did not give you special permission to take it. It's not called like a mekach. And you did not dip it into salt. Then oichol, shtayim, shtayim. Then you could eat even two at a time. Sofas, let's say though you dip it into salt. Achas, achas, oichol. One at a time you're allowed to. Shtayim, shtayim, lo yoichol. But two at a time you're not allowed to. V'yaf agav did not the rishus mi balabais. Even though you took permission from the balabos. Still, it's also the itz for lehula ma'isa, because the ma'isa it's like tevel for take off trumas ma'isa. You're not allowed to eat it yet. For kovas svisa, and therefore the fact you are svisa, you put it into salt, that's kaveya. So if you have two at a time, now it's also teated until you take off trumas ma'isa first. Now the gemara is v'tarti the kovas svisa minolan. How do we know this? When you eat two at a time and you dip it into salt, that's the kaveyas. That now you can eat it without, you cannot eat it without first taking off trumas ma'isos. So Gemara says there's an asmachta for this, that Omer Rav Masna the Yom Akro, ki kipson ka'omir gorno. When you make your gorno by gathering it together, mashmatu, Yaf Lagrashi says, ein gorin ela kibbutz, v'yein kibbutz pokos mishtayim, so if when you gather together two, that's called like an omir, therefore this is kavas lemaisa. In other words, at all times when you kavas, you always need two. So for here, even though you're dipping it into salt, one is still mutter, one is not called a kvas lemaisar until you have two. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, look at a price like this. Porois harmar chosois bitfuah. If you have your cows that are working on tfuah, Rashi says it means you have your barley that's soaking in water and now you're drying it, and then you put it into the tanner, and then you dosh, and then you thresh it, you have your porous, like trample over it to take off its klipa. So if you have your porois hamachosois betfuah, that's threshing over the tfuah. For you have doshois betrumo meiser, or else you have them being dash, Rashi says shibolim betrumo meiser. You know, talking about that the tfuah or the shibolim was from trumo meiser. And the case is, kugoyin shekdimu b'shibolim. Well, we'll see later on that you took off your meiser first when it was still b'shibolim. That's how you could have the case. Now, b'kitzah, so your porous, your animals are being dash, are threshing now over Paris of Trumas and Meiser. So locher is ain a wife of Mishum Balsachsum. There's no love here of Balsachsum. That means you're allowed to muzzle your animal when he's working on this. Like we'll soon see, because it says Daish is a normal type of a tefuah and not Truma Samaisus. Therefore, there's no lav haTorah to muzzle your animal when he's being dashed over Truma Samaisus. Abu Mipnei Marasayim, but because of Marasayim, maybe bull, Meyoisei Hamin, bring like a bull, bring a barrel from this type of a min, V'toyla loy v'tar, v'tarskalin, shibapia, and hang it around like the neck of the animal near its mouth. Bekitzim Shamara Sayin, make sure he has some food to eat. Even though you do not have to let him eat from this food, but make sure at least he has other type of food. Shimon ben Yechoy Yemer, maybe karshinun. You have to bring that karshinun like lentils, olik, karshinun, for toilu lo. And that's what you have to hang around the neck of the animal that he should eat from this. Sheha karshinun yofas lo. Min hakil, because this is like the best food that you feed the animal. Like we'll see later on, the svar of lesachsim shabdisha is supposed to let the animal eat good food. So therefore here, when he's working on trumas amaisus, that you don't have to let him eat, from a shemara sign, he's supposed to give him good food. So therefore you're supposed to give him kashinim to eat. Now, Uramino, I have a question. It says, Aloho, porois hamarchasais betfuo, einu oivim mishum balsachsim. There's no issa balsachsim. Mashma, this is not lesachsim shor b'disha. This is not called a regular disha. Therefore, there's no issa. But fehadosho is betrumo meiser oivim mishum balsachsim. This is the stira. Here it says that the animals are being dashed in regular tfuo, just that it's truma. So meiser, there is an issa lesachsim. You're not allowed to muzzle it. And before we had that, fehadosho is betrumo meiser oivim mishum balsachsim. So it's a stira. Now another law it says here is v'nochrei hadash b'parosa shal Yisrael. If a Jew like gave over his ox or cow to a goy to work with it, so einu oivim mishum balsachsim. If the goy muzzles it, then the Jew is not over the issa balsachsim. Since it's not the Jew that's doing it, it's only the goy that's doing it, there's no issa. But the Yisrael hadash b'parosa shal nochrei, let's say a Jew took a poro of a Jew took a poro of a goy, and he's dash, and he's thresh using the poro. So now, oive mishum basachsim. If the Jew muzzles it, there would be an issa basachsim. But I call upon him, kashya truma truma. There's a stira truma truma, and kashya maisa maisa. The first brisa says that there's no issa basachsim by truma and maisa. And the second brisa says, when the poros are working at truma sa maisa, you have an issa basachsim. Sumer says, Bishleima truma truma lakasha. Bishleima kredensi, your truma truma is not a kasha. Can't be truma. Can't be gedula truma. The one that said this also is only talking about gedula truma. Which gedula truma means what grows from the truma itself. Let's say you have an onion of truma. And you put the onion into the ground and now it grows up again. So that's only yasim midirabonin. Since midirais it's not called truma, therefore that's called lesasim shabadisha. It's called a regular disha. Therefore you would have the yissa. And the first brasher says there's no way to talk about regular truma. So by truma you could find a truma the rice and a truma the rabbon and it's good. Elo maisa maisa kasha. But maisa maisa here there's a kasha here you can't answer this way. So Mor says, v'chitema, maybe you'll tell me no. Maisa ra maisa namil kasha. Maisa ra maisa also is no kasha. And kan be maisa, kan be gedule maisa. Maybe the same teretz. When you have your poros working on maisa itself, that's not the regular disha. There is no lavoi sachsim. And the one that says that it's also is only talking about the gedule maisa, which is only yosim midirabonin. Therefore, midirais is called regular disha. Therefore, there is a lavoi sachsim. So Mor says, Bishleima gedule truma truma. By truma, you can give such a teretz. Because I call upon him with the rabbon of the gedule truma is also. Ele gedule maisa chulaninu. But what grows out of maisa, it's chulin, it's not called maisa. So you can't answer this pshat in the braisa. To Tanan, we learned the mission in trumas. That gedule tevel, if you have tevel, that means fruits that was ready, gemar malocha. So it is an issa now to eat it before you take off trumas and maisas. And now you planted it. Or else the gedule maisa sheni. You have the gedule of maisa sheni that you grown. The locher is chulin. What grows up now is mutter, even midirabon. It's called chulin. So the kids can't tell me not gedule maisa because gedule maisa is chulin. So here we have a steer then in the locher of maisa. When a poor is working with maisa, is there an issel esachsam or not? So more says a lakasha. Ho, the maisa rishin. Ho, the maisa sheni. One is talking about Maaser Rishon, and one is talking about Maaser Sheni. And Echlami Maaser Rishon Taka, it's like Chulin. So therefore, there would be a law of Leis Achsam. And one's talking about Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, that's not called Dishoy. Therefore, be Muti, you would not have the law of Leis Achsam Shor B'Dishoy. Then the Gemara says, "Vi boy same another teretz could be. I tell you, both brises could be talking about ma'aseh sheni. For the question is no stira. I tell you, ho Rabbi Meir, ho Rabbi Yehuda, ho Rabbi Meir diyomar ma'aseh mamon gavoyehu. The brise that says it's mutter the first brise goes according to Rabbi Meir. That holds ma'aseh sheni is called mamon gavoyeh. It's not called dishoy. Therefore, there's no less achsam." He also is called Momen Hedyet, therefore it's called Dishoy. Therefore you would have the love of Lestachsam Shor B'Dishoy. Now the Gemara says, Heichidam, what's the case talking about? Like Rashi says, to lehevei maise koidem disha, how is it possible to have a maise before you made the disha? Usually the disha is the Gemar Meloch, it's first Mechuyiv and Trumas Maise after disha. The Gemara says, and Echnami, where you took off the truma first when it was still a bishibolim, when it was still in its stalks, before you made Isha. Now the Gemara is called Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's called Meiser. Rashi says, even though it's called Meiser, it's Meiser Shen, even though it's called Mom and Hedjit. Rashi says, keep on the Shem Meiser of Rabbi Yehuda Nami, the Mom and Hedjitu, Haboyi Chayma. The Gemara's Kashrut, like Rashi says, "She'osol le'ochloi chutz lechaymus v'shlayim, ve'echu yosi lab le'sachsam v'dochi lab le'such lecha b'sherecha." Like, how come you not eat it outside Yerushalayim? The Huritz Ma'aseh Sheni could only eat inside Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, "Kegoyin shedash lefnim mi'chaymus beis pagi enichnami." We're talking about now who you're inside the chaymus of Yerushalayim. Beis Pagi, Rashi said, that's Hekev Chitzon So Yerushalayim. That's the outside Chayim around Yerushalayim. So the kits of the Disha is done inside Yerushalayim, therefore the Poros are allowed to eat from it. Iboy Yisem, another territory of Heile Kasha. Kan b'maisa vadai, kan b'maisa demai. One's by maisa vadai, then taker it's also, then taker it's mutter, that's not called Yishoy, and kan b'maisa demai, that's only midirabonin. Therefore, midirais, it's not called maisa, therefore it's called Yishoy, therefore there'll be a lava leisachsam. So Gemara says, if so, hashto diyafis lahochi, now that he came on to this, I tell you, truma lekasha. Truma is also not shver. Kan betrumas vadai, kan betrumas demai. When it says it's mutter, there's no labeloi sachsam, that's talking about trumas de vadai. That's not called ishoi. And when it says it's mutter, that's talking about trumas demai. That's only yosem midirabonin. Therefore, we look at, since midirais says called ishoi, therefore there would be a labeloi sachsam. So Mar says, no, the sense was no good. Bishleim ma'isa demai yika. It's good that we have a loch of demai by ma'isa. That perish a boy off an amorot, you're not allowed to eat it before you take off ma'isrois. Ela truma is demai yika. Is there such a loch that if you buy perish off an amorot, you can't eat it before you take off truma? No. Truma, the amoratsim also took off. You do not have to take off truma. For your tiny, we learned like this. That Afu bitteles havidui is going on Yerchin and Kohen Godel. Gemara and Soiter it says he made bittel on the vidui. Rosh Hashanah Maisa, even Shachaverim, they don't have to say biarti akodesh min abayis. Now, and you can't say we got a sot the Levi, but Vishlohoyu nois to Maisa Rishon Levi, because the Tekona was not to give it to a Levi anymore, but give it to a Kohen. So therefore, he is mavato the din vidui by Maisa. That's one thing he made. And also, the Gozer al Hademai, he also made his new Gezerah that when you buy Paris with an Amoritz, before you eat from it, you have to take off Maisris. Now, we'll soon see it's only a din in Maisa and not a din in Truma. Why? The Fisher Sholach Bachol Gvul Yisrael. He sent out all the Gvul of Yisrael. For Ruan Yisro, Shlohoyu Mafrish and Ella Truma Gedoylo. That throughout all Klai Yisrael, the most of the people were only taken off Truma Gedoylo, Bovad. Because that was the Chiyav Chorus, if we don't need it. I mean, often Misa Rashi says, so therefore, they were afraid about it. But Maisa didn't take off. So he made Xerah that the Perish of Bife and Amorat, you have to first take off Maisa's first. So you see, there's no din truma gedolah to be taken off from demai. So more says all the kasha. There still is no kasha about truma truma. Kan betruma smaisa vadai. Kan betruma smaisa demai. When it says truma, doesn't mean truma gdela. It means truma smaisa. After the maisa you gave to the Levi has to take off truma smaisa from that. So truma smaisa, there is a pasha of demai. So when it says it's also it's talking about demai, and where it says it's mutter, it's talking about regular truma smaisa, which is not called bishoyin. Therefore, you do not have the lab lesachsim shor b'dishoyin. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, even name Rav Sheshes." They asked the question from Rav Sheshes. "Hoi soi cheles umatreses maho." If you have your porer that was being dashed, that was working, and it wasn't muzzled, and it was eating, but the eating was making it bad for the animal itself. It was matreses; it kept on letting it out. Rav Sheshes choli mayin. It had a stomach ache, like, and everything was coming out of it. So if so, what's the law? Are you allowed to muzzle it up now or not? Mishum demaili lo, who v'olemaili lo. Is the reason why you're not allowed to muzzle it? Because when it eats, it's good for the animal. So therefore, when it's working, you have to let it eat. But here, the animal is sick, it's better off not eating. Oidum maybe techazio mitzara, because the animal, when it's working, sees the food, and if it can't eat from it, it has tzar. So that's why we let it eat. V'ho chazio mitzara. And over here also, it sees and has tsar, that's a svar why you should have an issa of leisachsim. So when it says, Omelu Rav Sheshes Tenisu, we learned. Rav Shimra ben Yecho Yoimer, maybe kashinim. He's supposed to feed it kashinim. And again, before Mishumar Sain, he's supposed to put some food around its neck by its mouth. V'toilobo shakashinim yofois lo minakil, because that's the best food to give it. So Shema Mina from here, it's a proof. Mishum Damali Lohu Shmamina. That the reason why there's a lava loisachsum is because when it's working, it's good to eat food. The food is good for it. So therefore, in a case here where it's sick, and whatever it's doing is coming right out again, so therefore you're better off muzzling it, you have a heter to muzzle it. Iboilu, have a question like this. Mal Shayomirodim Lenochri Chasoim Parosi Vidoishbo. Is a man allowed to tell a guy, listen, you go and work with my paro, and you the guy, you muzzle it. Me, Amrinan, do we say, Ki Amrinan Amir Lenochri Shvus, when do we say that it's also Midirabonah to tell a guy to do a malacha for you? Something that's also for a Jew to do. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do it for you. Maybe Hani Milulinian Shabbos, maybe it's another guy to the Yisurim of Shabbos. The Yisus Gila, because there it's a Chomet, the Yisus and Yisus Gila were involved. Avul Chasima Nochri. Mashenkin Ava Chasima the Yisalav Loi. But here just to let a guy work with the Parah when it's muzzled. There's only a Lav. Maybe there's no Yisus to tell the guy to do it for you. Or do Malaishin, or else maybe no, maybe there's no difference. And that's what we pass in Lis Lechumrum, that there's no difference, that any time that's also for us to do it, we're not allowed to tell a guy to do it either. You have this lav, but even my lav, Alay Sachsam, the Yenisa Amira Liyakim. But that's at least the shell on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tosh Tremakim, I bring you proof. We had before it said, Noch Rehadash, Biparos Hashay Yisrael, if a guy is working with a Jewish Parah, so Eino Oiva Mishum Bal Sachsam. The owner, the Jew, is not over with the lav of Bal Sachsam. So it's Mashma, Never Hudala Yover. He's not over the lav, Alay Sachsam. For Isurika, but I call upon him in the Rabbanon that was supposed to do it. There is an Isser involved. To smashma, there is an Isser, Amir Liyakum, even by this lab, or Lysafsum Shabbat Ishoi. Samar says, maybe there's no proof. The din who really I tell you, the Isser and Amileka. Maybe there's not even an Isser either. Just the idea, the Tony Sefer, since it says in the Sefer, that the Yisrael Hadash Beparosa Shonochri, Oiver, it says a lot of the Yisrael is Dash Beparosa Shonochri, even though the guy owns the Paro. But if a Jew is working with it, there's a lav of him not to be Sachsam, not to muzzle it. If so, Tony Resha ain't Oiver. That's when the Resha says the opposite way, where the Paro belongs to the Jew, but it's the guy that's doing it, ain't Oiver, the Jew is not over the lav of by Sachsam. But it could be there's no Isser either. The reason why it says there's no lav is because since in the Sefer wants to say there is a lav, and the Resha says there's no lav. But it could be maybe there's no Isser either. So for me, you can't bring any proof to say there would be a lav, the Nisser of Amir Liyakim, even by a lav. All right, a turnover. You know, the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. It says, the Shulchan Eliyahu Shmuel, they sent to Avud Shmuel,